Darlin Burton, good to see you this morning.
Good to see you, Michael. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine. When people know who you are, but I bet a lot of folks don't know that you worked here at one time.
Yes, I did. I guess it was back in the first of the 70s. I had a show called the Harlan Burton Country Show, and I think it came on from 2 o'clock in the afternoon to 4. I enjoyed that so much. I always wanted to do that, and got some sponsors to sponsor me, and came down. I remember one day I worked at the post office then, and couldn't get off that day, and went down and pre-recorded the program, and I just had to hear myself, you know, on the radio. How that is.
Oh, yeah.
And I had my little radio. Couldn't pick it up real good, but I could get enough of it. But I set that thing on the dash of my mail truck and going down the road delivering mail, listening to my show. That was fun.
Yeah. What was on that program? Obviously, you called it the country show.
Yeah, I did. I just did down home country music. Yeah. It was real country music then, and I just took requests. And like the gentleman I heard coming down a while ago, you know, people would request one. You'd have to go over if it requested one by mail. Tell us you had to go over and pick up a stack of tees.
Yeah.
It's not like it is now, but you'd usually find it, you know. But it was great. I got so many wonderful memories of WTLS and Brother Ned and Betty and Steve, your dad. It's had some great times, and I want to congratulate you and them especially for withstanding the test of time with competition and every other thing. Y'all have stayed, and I think that is just wonderful, and I just wish you the very best. It does my heart good to see you fall into Ned's shoes there, and your dad too doing the same thing, and that's just great, and I just wish you the very best here, and got a good station here.
Well, thank you a lot. We like playing your music too, by the way.
Thank you very much. I'm enjoying what I'm doing. God has really blessed me through the years, and doing a lot of traveling now, and it gets harder the older you get, but it's a lot of fun. Like when you travel from one place to another and you're so tired, but when you get up there and you start letting it go, you know, and singing, you just kind of forget about all of that.
Yeah.
And it's just a lot of fun. But I just, like I say, I've got some great memories of this place. And I remember when we had bands back in the 60s, we would come over and I think set up. I believe we had one mic. We didn't have each individual thing mic'd, and it must have been just a ooh.
Yeah.
I don't know what it could have been, but we had a group, Ray Goss and myself and several of us. But we thought we was really big time, you know, playing on the radio then, and it was good.
Yeah.
It was good. When I'd ride by WTLS and didn't have any windows in it up there in front of Tubby's. I don't remember any windows on the front. I think there may have been one on the end down there and in the control room. But as a young boy, we'd go by there. And, you know, I want to one day go in that place and see what's going on, you know. And of course, you'd go in there and you'd tiptoe. You didn't want to make any noise, you know. So I think they're on the air and all that stuff. You didn't know what was going on. But it was fun once I got in there. And I remember people the people I remember mostly – about WTLS is your dad, your granddaddy, and Betty, and Jack Mitchell. Jack Mitchell was there for a long time, and Jack was a very good radio person.
Jack's going to try to come today. He's at the dentist right now.
Yeah, he was a very good radio person, and I think he probably stayed with him. How long do you think Jack stayed there?
Jack was here at least a couple of decades, I guess, because he started there, you know, in the 60s, I think.
But I would say back then the station was Ned Butler and Jack Mitchell. Mm-hmm. And then you had Harold Shedd. I don't remember when Harold was there. I don't remember that. That must have been in the
mid-50s.
I don't remember that, but I told Ned – I was, you know, I was always, as Barbara Mandrell said, I was country when country wasn't cool. You know, I said, Ned, you need to get away from this rock and roll music here and go country, you know. And finally, everybody did that.